The following is a Leading the Way special presentation.
Welcome to a special Leading the Way in Sydney. God is moving all over the world, and we are blessed to share the gospel more than 13,000 times each week on television and radio. But we were recently in Sydney, Australia, a place that's so close to my heart, where I've been trained for the ministry, ordained for the ministry. Today we'll share with you part one at Leading the Way in Sydney.
Welcome to Leading the Way in Sydney, Finding True Peace. Come along with us today as we join Dr. Michael Youssef in Australia for a special time of praise, testimony, and truth from God's Word. In this Finding True Peace event, Dr. Youssef will be sharing the word from the International Convention Center in the heart of Sydney. Dr. Youssef will also be joined by special musical guest, Mac Powell. This two-part special begins now.
Put your hands together. Come on, Sydney. Hey. That's good. Let's sing it out loud.
God, I'm running for your heart. I'm running for your heart.
Here we go.
Till I am a soul on fire. I'm longing for your ways. I'm waiting for the day where I am a soul on fire.
Sounds good.
Till I am a soul on fire. Lord, restore the joy I had when I have wandered. Bring me back in this darkness. Lead me through. Well, until, Lord, I see is you.
Let me hear y'all sing. Come on.
God, I'm running for your heart. I'm running for your heart.
Sing it out.
Till I am
Alright, we're going to do something different right now. I want everybody to lift your hands up in the air like this. Come on. Come on, get them up. Don't be embarrassed. Don't be shy. I'm going to sing this prayer together. Lord, let me burn for you again, and let me return to you again. I want to sing this in spirit and in truth. This is our prayer tonight. Let's sing together.
Lord, let me burn for you again.
Yeah. Let me return to you.
Let me return to you again.
Lord, let me burn for you. Sing it out loud. Come on.
Lord, let me burn for you again.
Let me return to you. Come on.
Let me return to you again.
Put those hands together. Come on.
God, I'm running for your heart. I'm running for your heart.
Sing it out.
Till I am a Lord, I'm longing for your ways. I'm waiting for the day when I am a soul on fire. I'm running, Lord, I'm running. I wanna be,
come on,
a soul on fire. Lord, let me be your soul on fire. We wanna be your soul on fire.
Amen.
I am so glad you got to enjoy and be blessed by what we get blessed with at the Church of the Apostles almost every Sunday with Mac Powell when he's not on the road. Yeah. Truly anointed man of God. You know, this event was supposed to take place in 2020. But that little virus, which you can't see, had shut down the world for 2 years. The amazing thing about this tiny virus is, at least to me, in my way of thinking, is that it produced an unprecedented fear
in the lives of hundreds of millions of people around the world. And that is why I am absolutely thrilled and delighted and privileged to come here tonight and tell you, you can never lose that peace that only Jesus can give us, that peace that makes no sense to this evil, fallen world, and only Jesus can give us, that peace that boggles the mind of the human mind in general, can only be received from only one person, and that is the Lord Jesus Christ, who said, come unto me, come unto me. Now, here's an indisputable fact about Christ's invitation. Come to me, and I'm going to talk to you the whole evening about those words. Come to me. No one in all of human history could ever say or have said, come to me. Not asking us to come to a philosophy or come to a lifestyle or come to a religion or come to a denomination or come to a psychology. No, he said, come to me. Can you say that with me? You see, philosophers and founders of religion have spoken eloquently. They have spoken words that kindled emotions and passions. They have uttered inspiring words. They have made profound statements, some of them anyway. They have motivated people. They have inspired people. And yet, none of them could say, come unto me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. None could say that except Jesus. There can be no doubt that our world is filled with human weariness. I don't have to tell you that. You turn on the news every night. Our world is filled with emotional weariness. Our world is filled with weariness of fear and anxiety. And yes, our world is filled with religious weariness. But in Matthew 11, 28, when Jesus uttered those words, that invitation, come to me, he is the only one in all of human history that have uttered such outlandish invitation. Let me put this in context, okay? I would like to put things in context. The great men who taught me the scripture, taught me to love the scripture 50 years ago when I started at Moore College, always told me, always put the text in the context. And that's what I want to do. That moment when Jesus pronounced that invitation, that moment when Jesus said to the crowd that was standing there, come unto me. It was a very difficult time for the followers of Jesus, as it is today. This was right after John the Baptist was imprisoned and could die any moment. John the Baptist himself, the great preacher, the great evangelist, in prison began to go through doubt and fear. You see, the question is not that you have some doubts, it's what you do with that doubt. Whether you stay in that doubt or you move on. And so he sent a message to Jesus saying, are you the one? Are you the one? You see, that time was a time that was filled with a great deal of cynicism and weariness of religious leaders. This was a time of weariness of empty religious rituals. People were exhausted looking for a meaning in life, just as they are today. People were exhausted of the burden of sin and guilt, just as they are today. And that is why rich and poor, young and old, they all went into the wilderness to hear this rough talking preacher by the name of John the Baptist. And his candor was such a refreshing experience for them. And John the Baptist had the one primary mission, one mission, and that is to prepare the way for the Messiah. He's to prepare the way for the coming of Jesus into the world. But as I said, John the Baptist ended up in prison, and he's going through his own doubt. And so he sent Jesus the question, are you the one? Are you the promised Messiah? Are you the hope of the world? Are you the one we have been waiting for hundreds of years, if not thousands of years? And Jesus responds in Matthew 11, 28, 29, was very simple. Come unto me, all of you who are weary and burdened with life and troubles and fear and anxiety, and I'll give you rest. This is an invitation that only Jesus could give. And I want to talk to you about three things, three double barrel pillars. The first one is a double burden, and the second, the double invitation, and thirdly, the double blessing. I want that to just sink in your mind so you don't forget it, okay? I'm going to come back to it. But this invitation that Jesus issued at that time, it was not just for those who were standing there in among the crowd. It was an invitation that was issued for every human being throughout history, throughout time and eternity. All those who live on the face of the earth. It's for everyone here and those who are watching around the world. It's an invitation to men, women, boys, and girls of all nationalities, of all race, and of all ethnic groups. And here's another fact that I need to tell you. Jesus is not only the only one who could issue that invitation, but because Jesus is the only Lord of the whole universe. And because he's the only Lord of the whole universe, he's the creator of the universe. The Bible said it's through whom and for whom the whole universe was created. Therefore, Jesus is the only one who could say, come to me. All of you who are filled with guilt and stress, come to me. All of you who are desperate to know that there is a place for forgiveness, that there is place for peace, that there is place for comfort, that there is a place for mercy, and there is a place for grace. Come unto me, all you who are weary in spirit. Come unto me who feel defeated in life. Come unto me who feel helpless and hopeless. Come unto me, all who are crushed by fear and anxiety and worry. Come unto me, all you who are depressed and discouraged. Come unto me, all who are enslaved to sin and addiction, and I will set you free. Amen. Amen. Only Jesus can set you free. I thank God for all the other stuff. I thank God for science. I thank God for medicine. I thank God for counseling. I thank God for everything. But Jesus can set you free. You see, during his earthly life, our Lord Jesus went about, found men and women, boys and girls who were searching for meaning for life. Those whose minds were uncertain about the future. Those whose souls were restless within them. Those whose hearts were filled with unbelief. Those who hunger and thirst for authenticity. And he would call them, come to me. Come to me. Come to me who are weary and with life's troubles. All of you who have burdened with grief and sorrow over your loss. All of you who have despaired of falsehoods and deceptions. Come to me, all of you who live in fear and terror. All of you who have become cynical with what's going on. And with this background, let me now tell you, go back to those three things I mentioned earlier. Double trouble, double invitation, double blessing. Because Jesus made us, he knew that all of humanity, and I've been around the world 67 times in the last 45 years, all of humanity suffers from double burden. And that is why Jesus is the only one who could offer this double invitation. And if, for those who receive that invitation and respond to him, he promised double blessing. All of humanity suffers from this burden of life. All fear that they're laboring in vain. All feel that they're carrying huge burden. One of my colleagues, the pastor, was telling me about somebody. He said he walks around as if he's carrying a refrigerator on his back. You know people like that. You might be one of them. Today, that burden will be lifted in the name of Jesus. It doesn't matter where you live. It doesn't matter with what you have or what you don't have. The problem, the core problem, the heart of the problem is sin. And the problem of sin is universal. So the question is, what are those double burdens? They are travailing and they are burdens. They're both two sides of the same coin, really. They're both sides of the human weariness. One is active, one is passive. The word burden expresses the weariness of carrying a heavy load. It means being tired of carrying a heavy burden of sin and guilt and worry and anxiety. It doesn't merely mean that it is a physical burden. It can be that, but it is mostly a spiritual burden. It is an emotional burden. It is a psychological burden. It is a burden of sin, which we all born with. Part of the sin's curse that Adam and Eve passed on to all of humanity, found in Genesis 3:19. It is the carrying of the stress and the strain of life. And the word burdened here means feeling fatigued, stressed out. How many people do you know stressed out? How many times do you get stressed out? It means the stress of providing for your family. Now, for the students, it means the stress of studying hard in order to succeed. It means being tired of everyday problems. You see, the word burdened here expresses weariness of just being. It says being. You don't have to work at it. What does it mean? Well, it means the problem of self-acceptance. Oh, my goodness, how many people I've counseled through the year in the 50 years of ministry. The problem of self-acceptance, the discontentment regarding who you are, the dissatisfaction of your lot in life. The disheartening of loneliness that is now of epidemic proportion in the West. And these are all part of that sin that we've inherited from our first parents. Sin, which we all have in our DNA by virtue of being the children of Adam and Eve. And because of this inherited sin, we have experienced weariness of being. We have shame and deprivation. Oh, we try to cover it all up. Seeking all forms of pleasures and entertainment and getting engrossed in sports. Probably some did not come because they're watching sports. We try to deaden that pain. We try to numb that pain. We try to drug that pain. But the problem is, there is the next day. There's the next day. These can never permanently satisfy us. As a matter of fact, before Jesus coming and announcing that forgiveness is only possible through his cross, 1,000 years earlier, the psalmist in Psalm 38:4 said, "For my iniquity have gone over my head. They weigh like a burden too heavy for me." 1,000 years later, Lord Jesus Christ came to say, "I have come to rescue you from these burdens." And that is why only Jesus, who is God of very God and became man of very man, only Jesus who could issue such an invitation. Come unto me, all of you who are burdened and weary, all of you who are born with sin and sin nature, which is the root of all sins. But then we all acted on the root of that sin and we bore fruit of sin. And that is why our only need is for the perfect, sinless, God-man Jesus, the one who offered himself as a sacrifice for both the sin nature and the act of sin. And my beloved friends, listen to me, all of humanity, we are over our head with sin, and we cannot by ourselves swim to a safer shore. No matter how many good things we can try to do, no matter how many times we promise ourselves we're going to do better in the future. I'm going to do better in the future. In fact, that's part of my testimony. I'm going to clean up my acts. And no matter how many times we try to improve, we find ourselves drowning under the weight of sin and shame. Listen closely. Every human being who is yet to respond to Jesus' invitation, listen carefully again, let me repeat it. Every human being who have yet to respond to Jesus' invitation, not the ones who have responded, they all are like Cain in Genesis 4:13. Cain said, "My burden is greater than I can bear." To all guilt-weary, to all life-despairing, to all hopeless travelers, Jesus is saying to you, come to me, and I'll give you rest. Come to me, and I'll give you peace of mind. Come to me, and I will give you power for living. So these are the double trouble. I pray to God that not one person at the sound of my voice who desperately need to come to Jesus would not come tonight. Give him your life. You will never regret it.
Do you wonder about life after death or what it means to be saved? You are not alone. These are important questions, and we would love to help you answer them. At ltw.org/Jesus, you will find the path to true peace through a relationship with Jesus Christ. Visit and see a clear explanation of God's plan for salvation. Find resources to help you grow in your new faith or receive prayer and encouragement for any situation. Visit ltw.org/Jesus and start your journey to find true peace in Christ today.
This is one of those songs that I wish I had written. It's an amazing song. Honored to be able to sing it with you tonight. Lift up your voices. Let's sing together.
Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Oh my soul. Worship his holy name.
Yeah.
Sing like never before. Oh my soul. I'll worship your holy name.
Sun comes up.
The sun comes up. It's a new day dawning. It's time to sing your song again. Whatever may pass and whatever lies before, 10,000 reasons for my heart to find.
Bless the Lord.
Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Oh my soul. Worship his holy name. Sing like never before. Oh my soul. I worship your holy name.
On that day.
And on that day, when my strength is fading, the end draws near, and my time has come, fill my soul, sing your praise, my name.
Yeah, come on.
10,000 years and then forever. Holy
Now, I hope this part one of Leading the Way in Sydney, Australia, challenged and encouraged you in your faith. Next time, I'll be back to share part two of this special event. God bless you.
You have been watching Leading the Way in Sydney, Finding True Peace from the International Convention Centre in Sydney. Thank you for joining us for Leading the Way in Sydney, Finding True Peace.
Dr. Michael Youssef's My Journal is the invaluable monthly publication of Leading the Way. Each month, you'll find My Journal offering rich, biblically-based devotionals from Dr. Youssef that help you deepen your study of Scripture. You'll also find monthly Scripture prompts to help you memorize God's Word, trending articles to equip you with a biblical worldview on popular issues, and the Ask Dr. Youssef column, where Dr. Youssef answers your most pressing questions. In the monthly My Journal, you'll receive frontline ministry updates and exclusive previews of Dr. Youssef's books before they're even released, as well as special offers, free digital resources, and more. My Journal is an amazing resource to not only cultivate your own personal walk with Christ, but also to stay informed about how and where God is moving through the world today through Leading the Way. Get your free 6-month subscription today. Subscribe now at ltw.org. Check out Leading the Way's smartphone app. With the Leading the Way app, you can watch recent episodes of Leading the Way, listen to sermon series, as well as read special daily devotionals written by Dr. Youssef. You can even watch Leading the Way live events on your mobile device, or follow along with a daily Bible reading plan to keep you consistent in your walk with the Lord. Download the Leading the Way smartphone app to your device so you can be plugged into and stay connected with what God is doing through Leading the Way all over the globe. Just search for Leading the Way on your Apple, Android, or Amazon Fire device to download the app today.
Passionately proclaiming uncompromising truth, Leading the Way with Dr. Michael Youssef thanks you for your faithful support through your continued prayers and gifts.
Join us next week from the International Convention Centre in Australia for part two of Leading the Way in Sydney, featuring Dr. Michael Youssef.
What could profit a man to gain the whole world and lose his own soul?
And music by Grammy Award-winning artist Mac Powell. Next week, you've been watching a special Leading the Way presentation.